Search and rescue dogs serve on the front lines, locating people missing after natural disasters, lost children, injured hikers and others, being ready at a moment's notice to bravely endure the elements and save lives. Supreme Master Ching Hai, world-renowned humanitarian, artist, and spiritual teacher, speaks of her admiration and concern for these devoted canines.
And I saw many dogs, you know, they use for a rescue mission. They just walk in like nothing. But I feel so bad about them. The dogs walk in the sharp, broken glasses or anything like that, even chemical leaking or anything, or germs or danger. And these are precious dogs. They've been trained for years. And they even lay down their life for anyone at command. And you still have to protect that dog.
To show her loving support for search dogs and their human partners, Supreme Master Ching Hai has generously contributed more than $100,000 to search and rescue teams in 21 countries, including Australia, Belgium, Canada, Chile, China, the Czech Republic, Ecuador, France, Iran, South Korea, Malaysia, Nepal, New Zealand, Panama, the Philippines, Singapore, Slovenia, Spain, the Netherlands, the UK, and the USA. Today's program features one of these courageous teams. We now present the second in a two-part series about Canine One Search and Rescue, a group of volunteers based in the state of Michigan, USA, who assist their community in searching for missing and lost persons during emergencies such as natural disasters. In part one, we learned about Canine One Search and Rescue's Wilderness or Area Search Service, which relies on area dogs that search wide outdoor spaces and detect airborne scents emanating from missing persons. Another of the group's many services is Urban or Disaster Search.
What disaster dogs do is find live victims only. So in the event of a 9/11 or an earthquake or even a hurricane that goes through any area, the first thing we want to do is get in there and search for the live victims, because we want to be able to save them first and get them to safety and get them the help that they need.
This is a 5-month-old Labrador puppy. His name is Cirque, and he's hopefully going to grow up to be a disaster search dog. It's to be able to tell the dog from a distance where to go in what might be an unsafe area for a human to climb up in. We expect the dogs to be able to go up in there. So that obedience, directional control is real important. The ability to stay focused and navigate and understand where his front legs and his back legs are, like climbing a ladder, being on an unstable surface. The other thing that he'll have to learn is distractions, not to be afraid of a lot of machines, loud noises, firefighters and rescue personnel, maybe working in the dark under bright lights. Those are environments that are all much different to a normal family dog, so that they need to be very comfortable in those type of areas as well. And it takes almost a good 2 years to get a puppy up and mission ready in the search world.
Now let's join 8-year-old Jazz, a highly experienced disaster dog, in one of her training exercises.
Jazz is a disaster dog for not only the state of Michigan, but also for the government, and certified to find live victims on rubble. So Jazz is going to come in. We've got somebody hidden in the chicken coop back there. And Jazz is going to locate the victim. Now, we got three of us standing around here, and we're going to find out that Jazz won't alert on us, because Jazz is trained to not only search out for the victim, but to eliminate any of us that may be helpers, the fire department, the rescue guys, the medical personnel, anybody that is out there helping, that's actively doing something. The dog is taught to ignore that and go only for the victim or the scent of the victim that is missing. So Jazz may come up and sniff each one of us to figure out what's going on, but then we'll eliminate us because we're standing and talking, and find the victim that's not. So as she's looking, she's sniffing the cracks of the doors, trying to get in. And that's her alert. We do a focused bark on live human scent, where she is trained to stay there and bark until the handler comes into the picture and rewards the dog. Jazz is one of our unique dogs in that her reward is a Beanie Baby. They just absolutely will do anything for those rewards.
Having years of interaction with search and rescue dogs, Craig Veldheer is continually amazed by what he learns from the canines and the extent of their abilities.
It's kind of funny that we think we're training the dogs, but yet some of the times it's the dog that's training us. And my wife jokes that I'm the chauffeur, I simply take the dog to the training and the dog knows what to do in finding victims, the people that are hiding for us in the rubble pile. So the thing that we learn is trust your dog. Truly that's what we need to do is trust in our dog and then be able to read our dog and know what our dog's trying to tell us.
When we return, we'll meet more brave rescue dogs. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
This is Team Katie. Katie is a 3-year-old golden retriever who is mission-ready area search air scent dog. She's been on a couple of real searches already. She just got her mission-ready status 2 months ago.
Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, as we continue our program featuring Canine One, Search and Rescue of Michigan, USA. Suzanne Ramos now shares a wonderful story about one of the group's longtime team search dogs, Gila, and her heroism.
She had one episode where we were looking for a lady who was at a group home, and she had walked away from the group home, and it was at night, and they had a pond on the property. And they said, we checked the ponds. We've checked all the ponds. The ponds are fenced in. There's no way she can get in there. And we were walking around the fence, and Gila started to cry to get through the fence. And I said, if this dog wants through the fence, we're going right now. And so we let her through the fence, and she came to the pond, and she dove right in and started swimming straight across the pond. And labs love to swim, you know. So everyone says, oh, yes, playing in the water. And I said, no, she's not, because she's swimming straight. You know, she has a goal. Shine the light on her. And my field support person, Dawn, held the light right on her nose. And before you know it, her nose came face to face with a face in the water. And then we went, oh, my gosh, oh, my gosh. And this poor lady had been holding on to a little branch underneath a shrub and was submerged all the way up to her neck. And she'd been there for many hours. She was hypothermic. And who knows how much longer she could have held on to that little branch. And it was just the most amazing feeling that she insisted that we go. And she knew her job. Her reward is peanut butter. And there's nothing she likes better than a nice little bowl of peanut butter.
Over the years, how do you make sure that she's cared for after each mission?
Well, we always inspect our dogs, you know, head to toe after they come back. And, you know, we're doing dangerous work. You know, there's only so much any of us can do to guarantee our safety. I check on the dog every so often. I make sure she checks back into me and so that she knows where I am and that we keep an eye on her, that she doesn't become too separated from us. But these dogs, they're incredible. If she cuts a foot out in the field and she's working, she will not stop. she'll work till she finds her person, and then we always carry first aid gear with us. And that's when those boots come in handy. If she's got a cut on her paw, that's the way I can safeguard her then coming back in the field. I often can't put a boot on her because then she would not have good grip, but boy, I've sure used them when she's been injured. She's my multi-hero dog. And I just like her sense of humor. And she likes to sing like a bird. So sometimes she trills.
As part of her benevolent global support of such groups, and out of a wish to recognize Michigan's K-91 Search and Rescue for humbly protecting local individuals in emergencies, Supreme Master Qinghai provided $1,000 for the purchase of protective gear for its splendid canines.
Supreme Master Qinghai would like to give you a donation of $1,000 to the K-91 Search and Rescue. And we're just very pleased to give it to you.
Supreme Master Qinghai. On behalf of K-91 Search and Rescue, we are a volunteer organization, so everything that we do comes out of our own pockets, and we're located all throughout Michigan. Most of us had anywhere from an hour and a half to 2 hour drive to get here today just to participate in this exercise. So we are happy, just very happy and just very, very, very grateful that you are, out of all that's going on in Michigan, that you found us, first of all, and that you chose us to present this award to. We are very appreciative of it, and the dogs, I can't wait. I can't wait to see what we're going to get them. But we thank you so very much for this generous gift and for your folks to take the time to come and meet with us today and make this presentation.
The group also recently sent a kind letter expressing their appreciation for Supreme Master Qinghai's support of their work and for the funds she provided. We once again deeply thank the human and canine members of Michigan's K-91 Search and Rescue for helping to locate missing and lost persons. May many others follow your noble example of working to benefit their community members. For more details on the K-91 Search and Rescue, please visit www.k-9one.org. Wonderful viewers, thank you for your company today on Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news. May blessings from heaven brightly color our world.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.